Tere hommikust, väga tore siin olla teie kõigiga.
Welcome. Good morning, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Igal juhul hakkasin tulema Pärnust, siis laupäeva hommikul siia poole, või pidi hakkama tulema laupäeva hommikul siia poole.
Meil on... So I started coming yesterday morning from Pärnu, this way.
Meil on Katriniga siuke väike deal, et me kohtume Paides, kui tema on tööl.
And we have this deal that we meet in Paide with Katrin when ja, she comes from work.
Meil on seal väike kohting, me läheme kohvikusse.
So we have a little date, we go to the cafe.
Oleme mõnda proovinud seal Paides, oleme näinud, et üks on parem kui teine ja nii edasi.
We have tried a few different ones, one is better than another one.
Ja siis, aga reede õhtul ma tundsin, et haigus on kallal.
But Friday night I sensed also that the illness, sickness is
Kõva
with me.
Kõva nohu ja köh käib ja...
A lot of snot and cough.
Ja niimoodi ja niimoodi ja nüüd pärast julge kindlasti mulle lähemalegi üldse tulla.
And I believe you will not dare to come closer to me.
Aga ja siis olin seal pikali lebas ja tundsin, et usk tuli mu sisse.
But I was lying down there and sensed this faith coming into me.
Ja ütlesin, et Jumal.
I said, God.
Mina olen terve homme hommikuks.
I am well by tomorrow morning.
Ja ma lähen Tartusse.
And I will go to Tartu.
Ja hommikul ärkan üles.
And I wake up in the morning.
Ja kõik on korras.
Everything is fine.
Ei ole nohu.
There is no running nose.
Ei ole köha enam.
There is no cough.
Ja mina kergitan oma nähtamatuid paguneid.
And I am raising my...
Invisible... Whatever, decorations.
Decorations.
Ja, ma olen päris kõva tegija, näed, usk toimis.
I'm a big guy now, my faith worked.
Ja siis natuke sääpärast tunnen, et kuule, mul hakkab jälle tagasi tulema see.
And soon I sense that, oh no, it's coming back now.
Umbes nagu Jumal, et no vaata, kuidas sul suuga on, et nagu,
so God,
kui kõva see sul ikka on siis.
Let's see how it is with your faith, let's see how strong your faith is.
Siis ma jälle paletan Jumal, ma ikkagi tahan olla terve sellest haigusest, mis mul kalale tahab tulla.
I pray, Lord, no, I want to be free from this illness that wants to attack me.
Ja Jumal kuuleb oma headuses.
And in God, in his goodness, he can hear us.
Õpetab õppetunde ka kõige käigus.
And he can also teach us.
Ta ei raiska midagi.
In all these things, he doesn't waste a moment.
Aga teeme nüüd väikse palve ja aitake mul palvetada selle jutluse eest, mida ma hakkan kohe pidama.
And let's pray and you help me pray as well for this sermon that I'm about to preach now.
Jeesus, tänu sulle, et me oleme siin praegu ja...
Thank you, Jesus, that we are here now.
Panen selle jutluse sinu, et selle sõna.
And I give this sermon to you and this word.
Ja mul on see usk, et sa selle kaudu teed midagi, saad teha midagi meie kõige jaoks.
And I have this faith that through this you can do something for all of us.
Ja tõsta meid, meie pilgud üles poole ja näidata meile asju, mida sa tahad näidata.
And you can lift up our eyes and show us things that you want to show us.
Võtan selle vastusus sinu käest.
I receive this from you.
Kes siin on.
In faith for all of us who are here.
Amen.
Amen.
Ma nüüd saab tahtsin mikker ära panna, aga ei saa veel, peab ikka rääkima hakkama nüüd.
No või nii, et just
tahta. Ma panen siia, mul saab mikker käes, ei meeldi nii väga. Vabandust teie seal Inglismaal, kes te seal olete ja kuulete seda kobinat.
Hang it up here. Easier. Amen.
Amen. Meil on käsil Filippi kirja kolmas peatükk.
And so we are in the Philippians chapter 3.
Eile me vaatasime Kristeniga ühte interviud.
Yesterday me and Chris were watching this interview.
Ja seal näitleja Bruce Marciano rääkis sellest, kuidas ta oli peaosatäitja filmis Jeesus, Mattias Evangelium.
And there is this actor called Bruce Marciano, who is sharing how he was playing this character of Jesus in this movie called Gospel of Matthew.
Nii see film kui ka see intervju on YouTube'is võid seal leida ja see on päris tasub vaadata.
This movie and this interview is in YouTube, you can actually see it, watch it.
Aga mulle ei meelda see, ta rääkis sellest, et kui sa teed mingit karakterit, tahad nagu mingit karakterit esile tuua.
And he was talking about, you know, if you want to bring forth like this character of a person.
Siis sul on vaja üks koks kuhugi taha saada nagu sellele, mis on see põhiline liin või see... asi, mis nagu selle karakter esile toob.
So you know, you have to use like these hooks that you can hold on to that will bring forth the main characteristic of this person when you're acting him.
Ja mulle see rääkis nagu seda, et Filippi kirja kolmas peatükk, seal on ka vaja leida see konks, mis sinna taha saada, et leida see peamine asi sealt välja.
And what it was telling me also was that in this chapter 3 here, we need to find like this hook that will bring forth the main point of this chapter.
Ja siin on kindlasti mõned punktid ja erinevatele hetkedele sinu elus Jumala vaim võib ilmutada erinevad asju, aga ma leidsin ühe, mis ma tahan praegu täna tuua.
And there is different things here and God can reveal different things to you as well from this chapter, but today I found one that I want to bring forth.
Ja see on 17. salm.
And this is verse 17.
Võtke mind eeskujuks, vennad.
Brothers, join in imitating me.
Ja jälgige neid, kes elavad nõnda nagu meie teile eeskujuks oleme.
And keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us.
Minu meelest see aitab nagu mõista see, miks Paulus kõike seda räägib siin ja miks tal on tähtis, et inimesed nagu haaraks sellest kinni või näeksid seda, nagu enne mainitasin ka läbi risti teisele poole, kuidas see asi seal tegelikult on.
And here it also, Paul is bringing forth this, that people could see what it is that he's talking about to, you know, see through the cross, as we said earlier, what's on the other side.
Ja siin samas kirjas tegelikult on nüüd erinevaid näiteid, mida Apostel Paulus ka ise toob.
And in this letter there is different examples that Apostel Paul brings forth himself.
Siin ta räägib näiteks eelmises peatükis, ta räägib Timoteusest.
And the one in the previous chapter he's telling you of Timothy.
2:20. Mul pole kedagi muud nii üksmeelset minuga, kes tõeliselt teie eest hoolitseks.
For I have no one like him who will be genuinely concerned for your welfare.
Ja 21. Sest nad kõik otsivad eneste oma, aga mitte Kristus Jeesus oma.
For they all seek their own interests, not that of Jesus Christ.
Ma usun, et sul on ja mul on ja ma mäletan, et mul on kogemusi inimestest, kes on olnud meiega nagu samas paadis.
And I believe you have also, and I know I have this experience with these people who were in the same boat with us.
Ja ilmselt on sul need kogemused. Ma loodan, et sul on ka praegu.
And I hope you have these experiences now.
Keegi, kellega sa tunned, et sa oled ühes paadis.
Somebody you sense that you're in the same boat in with.
Ja ma arvan, kui me seda kuuleme ja sellele mõtleme, siis sa ühtlasi nagu tekitab sellist igatsus, et ma tahaks, et mul on keegi, kellega ma saan nagu, kes nagu saab täpselt aru, milles see liin praegu on, milles see asi on praegu.
And you just like have this desire that I wish that I had somebody who understands exactly what we are going through right now, what the main point here is.
Ja see tuleb eriti nagu tähtsaks siis, kui sul on nagu mingis asjad Jumala riigi töös või mingid olulised asjad elus, millest sul on vaja läbi minna.
And it's especially important when you are doing ministry for the Lord or there's some important events in your life that you have to go through.
Ja see on kas pole ka üsna hämmastav, et suur apostel Paulus tähtab, et räägime ainult ühest inimesest põhimõtteliselt. Kedagi nii üksmeelset ei ole.
And it's interesting, like, you know, the great apostle Paul is just talking of one person. He says there is no one else in such unity with me.
Ja ilmselt on ta ka väga tänulik, et tal on see isik, nagu kellega ta tunneb, et ta on ühes paadis.
And I believe he's very thankful also that he has this person he can share the boat with.
Nüüd vaatame korraks siis Timoteost, kuna tema on nii esile toodud siin.
So let's have a look at Timothy because he's been, you know, given as an example.
Teise Timoteose kiri.
The second letter to Timothy.
Ja kohe ma ütlen salmi ka.
I'll give you the verse as well.
See on kohe peatükki alguses. Või tähendab kirja alguses.
In the beginning of this letter.
Ja ta ütleb siin niimoodi salmis viis.
And verse 5 here says.
Rääkides siis Timotesele temast endast.
Telling to Timothy about himself.
Ta ütleb, mäletades sinu siirast usku.
I am reminded of your sincere faith.
Mis esmalt elas sinu vanaemas Luisis.
A faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Louis.
Ja sinu emas Eunikes.
And your mother Eunice.
Ja nüüd nagu ma olen veendunud, elab ka sinus.
And now I am sure dwells in you as well.
Siiras usk.
Sincere faith.
See on ilmselt üks võti.
This is like a key.
Kui sul on keegi inimene, kes kui sul on keegi inimene, kes on usub sinuga sama asju.
If you have a person who believes the same things with you.
Siis on sul ilmselt olla kergem tema kahes paadis.
It's easier to share the boat with them.
Ja kuidas see usk siis toimib?
And how does this faith work?
Meil käib siin jutt ju sellest, et Paulus ütleb, et jäljendage mind või võtke mind eeskujuks.
And what we are talking about here is that Paul is saying, take me as an example, imitate me.
No võtled selle peale korraks, et kuidas jäljendada inimest või võtta eeskujuks inimest, kes on käinud näiteks kolmandas taevas.
So how do you imitate the person who... You know, as a matter of fact, has been to the third heaven.
Kes on kuulnud seal kirjeldamatud asju, näinud seal kirjeldamatud asju.
Who's seen these undescribable things.
Tähtab, et neist ei ole võimalik inimkeeles rääkida.
He says we don't have words in human language to share these experiences.
Ja siis ta on olnud paadiga mere põhja läinud.
He has, you know, been in a sinking ship.
Ja siis teda on kividega visatud.
He has been stoned.
Ja siis teda on aheldatud.
He's been in chains.
Ja siis antud hetkel istub ta ka, kui ta neid asju kirjutab, siin istub ta vangis.
And at this given moment, when he's writing these things, he's sitting in a prison somewhere.
Kuidas sa jäljendad kedagi sellist?
How do you imitate somebody like that?
See tundub nagu sükke, üldse palju osa nagu piiblis, kui sa kuuled need asju, sa mõtled, et see on liiga kõrge lend minu jaoks, see on nii kui pilotaaž, ma ei võta seda välja lihtsalt.
And this has many things in the Bible, you feel like this is too high of a goal for me to reach, I can't actually do it.
Keegi on seda tundud või on see nagu mina ainult üksinda niuke.
Have you felt this or is this just me?
Et see lend tundub liiga kõrge, mul ei ole nii palju tiivud.
The bar is too high, I don't have enough wings to fly over it.
Aga siin nagu viidatakse sellele võtmele, et see usk elab sinus.
But here they give you this key, this faith actually lives in you.
Efesaste kirjas 3. peatükk 17.
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17.
Ja paar järgmist salm ütleb, et Paulus palvetab seal.
And following verses it says Paul is praying there.
Ja palvetab, et Kristus usu kaudu elaks teie südames.
So that Christ through faith would live in your hearts.
Siin nüüd üks uks kirjutatakse selle, nagu keeratakse kriginal kolinal lahti nagu lukust.
And here is one of these doors being, you know, unlocked.
Kristus usu kaudu elaks teie südames.
So that Christ through faith would dwell in your heart.
Meil usul võib olla palju häid tulemusi, aga siin tuuakse üks väga konkreetne. Kristus usu kaudu saab elada sinu südames.
And you know, we believe in a lot of things, but here is one really concrete thing to believe in, that Christ can live in your heart through faith.
Ja me teame, et see tundub nagu selline... See tundub nagu selline kirjeldamatu mõte inimestele, kui sa räägid kellelegi väljad poole, et Jumal elab mu südames.
And you know, it's like this undescribable thing actually, you know, if you had to share it with somebody outside, God is living in my heart.
Ja Alfa ja Omega elab sinu südames.
Alfa and Omega is living in your heart.
Jeesus, see abemega mees elab sinu südames.
Jesus, this person with a beard is living in your heart.
Inimesed tulevad, nii võivad välja tulla nende naljadega üsna ruttu.
And you know, people can come up with these jokes really fast.
Ja see tundub nagu selline kontseptsioon, mida ei ole nagu, mis ei ole nagu väga kohe nii. Meile võib-olla on, me oleme juba kirikus käinud ja kuulnud seda saame ära ja usu kaudu elab südames ja kuidagi hooma, mis see on.
We can get a sense of what this is because we've heard it in the church and we have talked about it.
Aga mõtle esimese sajandi kristlastele, kes hakkasid sellest rääkima.
But think of the first century Christians who started talking about
Jumal
this.
Jumal elab sinu südames.
God lives in your heart.
Kus, mis? Jumalad on seal posti otsas ja keiser võib-olla on Jumal seal.
You know, they live on this post there, maybe Caesar is the God.
Jumal elab taevas, see on nagu juutidel aru saadu.
God lives in heaven, the Jews understand that.
Aga Jumal elab sinu sees.
But God also lives inside of you.
See kontseptsioon on midagi, mis nagu ei olnud kindlasti nii endast mõisteta, kui see on meile võib-olla täna.
It wasn't as self-explanatory as it is to us today.
Ja ometi on see saanud nagu selliseks valdavaks mõtteks, mis meid edasi tõmbab täna.
But this has become like the main thought or power that pulls us forward today.
Või korraks nagu paralleeli minnes, mõtle Maarja peale, varsti tulevad jõulud.
And if you go to this parallel line, think of Mary, Christmas is here soon.
Tuleb ingel ja ütleb, et sina, sinu sees hakkab elama üks elu.
And the angel comes and says, inside of you there will be this life.
Ja Maarja ütleb väga sellise loogilise vastus, et no, et ma, jaa, aga ma ei ole ühegi mehega olnud, kuidas see on võimalik.
And Mary gives this really logical answer, okay, but I haven't been with a man, how can this be?
Ja kohe näeme, et need loogilised mõtted ja jutud nagu ei vea kaugele välja.
And we can see straight away that this logical thinking is not going to take you very far.
Ja siis ingel ütleb talle, jaa, et aga kõige kõrgema vägi valjab sind.
And it says, most high will overshadow you.
Ja siis ja selle tõttu peab seda, kes sinus elab, ütleme Jumala pühaks.
And because of that reason, the one who will be in you will be called the Holy One of God.
Ja siis Maarja ütleb, et jah, mulle sündigu sinu selle järgi, mis sa oled rääkinud.
And then it says, Mary says, yes, let it happen to me according to your words.
See pidi Maarja olla mingi absoluutselt nagu üle ladva nagu selline kontseptsioon. Nagu.
This had to be like far beyond what Mary can understand.
Sest ta on Jumala püha, tähendab Jumal taevas, nagu juudid uskusid ja usuvad tänapäevalgi.
And you know the God who is heaven, like the Jews believe then and believe this day.
Ja nüüd siis see Jumala püha hakkab elama siin sinu sees.
And now this Holy One of God is going to start living inside of you.
Ja Maarja jaoks füüsilises mõttes.
And for Mary this was a physical thing.
Ta peab seda usus vastu võtma.
Now she has to receive it in faith.
Ta on paraku valmis seda usus vastu võtma.
And you know, luckily she's ready to receive it.
Ja siis ta läheb küll oma sugulase Elisabetile.
She goes visits her relative Elizabeth.
Ja Elisabeth ütleb talle, et õnnis on see, kes on uskunud, mis Jumal tema on rääkinud.
And Elizabeth says that blessed is the one who has believed in the words God has spoken to her.
Kas sul on ka täna selline igatsus?
Do you have this desire today?
Et olla selline õnnis, kelle kohta saab öelda, et õnnis on see, kes on uskunud, mis issand tal on rääkinud.
And you can be one of these that, you know, blessed is the person who believes in the words that God has spoken.
Mida issand sulle viimalt on rääkinud?
What God has said recently.
Nüüd see sama tagasi selle algse teema juurde.
So coming back to the original topic here.
Mis rääkis sellest, et Paul ütleb, et pole kedagi nii üksmeelselt minuga.
And like Paul says, there is nobody as, you know, close unity with me like Timothy.
Täna me oleme siin selline väike koguduse pere.
Today we are here, this small church family.
Kas sinu südames on igatsus olla nagu ühtsuses Jumala lastega?
Do you have this desire in your heart to have unity with the children of God?
Olla ühtsuses selle evangeeliumiga, mida sa oled kuulnud ja mida ka siin, millest ka siin apostel Paulus räägib.
To be in unity with this gospel that you have heard and that Paul is also talking about here.
Olla ühtsuses selle evangeeliumiga, mis sa tead, et on sinu elu muutud.
You know, to be in unity with this gospel that you know has changed your life.
Mille kaudu sa oled päästetud, lunastatud.
Through which you have been redeemed and saved.
Ja mis sa tead, et suudab päästa ka teisi.
And you know that this has the power to save others.
Olla selle nagu evangeeliumi eest ühes paadis nagu.
And you can be with this for this gospel in the same boat.
See on see, mida usk saab teha.
This is what the faith can do for you.
Usu kaudu Kristus, kes elab meie südames. See on tegelikult see võti, millele siin asi välja veab.
You know, through the faith that Christ is living in our hearts, this is the key.
Sest see on see viis, kuidas see üldse toimib nagu sellest. Me ei suuda tegelikult, olge mausad, me ei suuda jälgida ei Paulust ega kedagi teist nendest pühadest, kes Piibel räägib.
And you know, the truth is that we cannot imitate Paul or any other of the saints that the Bible is talking about.
Meil ei ole, kui rääkida nagu näiteks, et see peaks olema nagu, et me mingit pilti nagu prooviksime teha kellestki nendest või meil pole neid värve, meil pole seda materjali, meil pole...
You know, if you were
meil pole... Seda võimekust seda teha.
It's like as if we were trying to paint a picture of them, but we don't have the right colors, we don't have the skills to do it.
Mitte muidu kui siis, kui Kristus elab meil südames, kes tegelikult on kogu kõigi nende asjade algne autor.
Except through the fact that Christ is living in our hearts through faith, who is the author of all these things.
Nii et tegelikult me tuleme selle juurde, et kõik, millest siin räägitakse, tegelikult see ikka tagasi Jeesuse juurde.
And we come to this point that everything that they are talking about here takes you back to Jesus Christ.
Sellepärast, et vastasel juhul on see lihtsalt võimatu projekt.
Otherwise it's gonna be impossible.
Vastasel juhul me isegi nagu, noh, tunnemegi, et see on kõrgem, kui ma suudan kanda isegi, kui me sellest räägime.
Otherwise we're gonna sense straight away that this is higher of a bar than we can ever reach even when we're just talking about it.
Aga Kristus usu kaudu sinu südames.
But Christ through faith dwelling in your heart.
See on teine lugu.
This is a different story.
Tema saab sellega hakkama.
He can do this.
See on nüüd esimene asi, mis mida Timotuse kohta saab öelda, tema selas see siiras usk.
And this is the first thing we can say about Timothy, this sincere faith was living in him.
Ja otse kohe järgmine asi, mis Timoteusele, sest veel öeldakse, mis Paulus ütleb Timoteusele.
And the next thing Paul says to Timothy.
Selles asjas ma tuletan sulle meelde, et see on salm 6. Selles asjas ma tuletan sulle meelde.
So I'm reminding you of this.
Tegelikult ütleb nagu selle sama jutu jätkuks nagu, et selles asjas see usk.
It kind of says like to continue the same thing like this faith.
Et sa õhutaksid lõkkele armuande, mis sinus on minu kätte peale panemise kaudu.
So it's a reminder to fanning to flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
Et nüüd see asi läheb nagu konkreetsemaks.
Now this thing is getting more concrete.
Ja just mõeldes ka sellele tegevusele, milles Apostel Paulus ja Timoteus olid üks mees, et olid ühes paadis.
And you know, thinking about whatever Paul and Timothy were doing, they were in the same boat here.
That's it, et armuannid on nagu üks oluline võti.
And he said these gifts of grace, they are an important key.
Need on need, mille kaudu tegelikult see asi käib.
This is the things that he use for this reason.
Ja ta ütleb, et õhuta neid lõkkele.
And it says, fan those into flame.
Sa oled saanud, et annid, aga me teame, elu on selline, seal kallab külma vett peale ja see võid nagu ära jahtuda.
You have received these gifts, but you know how the life is. You know, you can pour cold water over these things and they will grow cold.
See usks nüüd sul on, aga ei õhuta neid selle sama usu kaudu nüüd lõkkele leidas.
So you have this faith, but fan these gifts into flame through this
mis
faith.
Mis iganes need annid olid, mis olid Timoteusel.
Whatever these gifts were that Timothy had.
Ta oli kindlasti sõna õpetajad.
He was definitely teaching the word and he knew how to speak.
Ta oli võibolla prohetlik.
Maybe he was prophetic.
Ta oli ilmselt, ta oli juhtimisande ja administreerimisande.
He definitely had gifts of leadership and administrative
Ta osales
gifts.
Koguduse rajamises.
He was part of planning the church, rajamises. Of starting the church.
Ta tegelikult hakkas kandma seda kreekakeelset nime üsna pea ka nagu episkopos, ma arvan, episkop ülevaataja.
And soon he started the name, you know, he was carrying this name, episkop,
eesti keeles.
Bishop.
Ülevaataja, mis tähendab.
You know, overseer, what it means.
ja need olid tal annid, mis tal olid, aga...
the gifts that he had, but...
Aga ümberringi oli see Rooma impeerium, kõik see niisugune, mis...
Around him was
kindlasti üritas kustutada seda.
Empire that was trying to put these gifts out.
Need autoriteedid, kes ei üldse ei tunnistanud seda liini, mida Timoteus näiteks oleks ajanud koos apostel Paulusega.
All of these authorities that were not happy about this message that Timothy and Paul were sharing.
Seal oli see üleüldine corona oppression nagu.
There was this overall corona oppression.
Rõhumine.
This pressure.
Ja ta, et seda ka annid õhutu lõkkele, sellepärast, et need on, see on see, kuidas sa leegitsed ja põled ja lähed.
But he said, fan into flame these gifts.
Ja ilmselt, kuna nüüd Filippi kirjas räägitakse sellest, et Timotas on minuga nii üks meel, ja siis ta ilmselt tegi seda, ta võttes seda nõu ainult kuulda.
And because the letter to Philippians says that Timothy is so in the same mind with me, he probably listened to this advice.
Kas sa tahad täna ma andja lõkkele õhutada?
Do you want to fan into flame your gifts today?
Et liikuda selles, mis Jumal on sinule andnud.
To move into this everything that God has given you.
Üks meeles sellega, mida see kogudus siin tahab teha.
And in unity with what this church wants to do here.
On see täna sinu igatsus?
Is this your desire today?
On see sinu igatsus, et olla üks meeles, et omad üks meeles, et seid inimesi sinuga enda ümber.
Is this your desire to have people who have the same mind with you?
Kui see on nii, siis sa oled ilmselt õiges kohas.
If this is so, then you are definitely in the right place.
Paulus ütleb ka mõne hoiatussõna siin samas Filippi kirja kolmandas peatükis.
And in this chapter 3 of Philippians, Paul says, gives us a few warnings as well.
Ja ära nüüd kaota julgust, see on nagu kontrasti mõttes vähemalt hea, mis siin öeldakse.
Do not lose your courage, it's good for contrast at least, what it says here.
Ja siin öeldakse niimoodi, salmis 18.
And it says here in verse 18.
Sest paljud, kellest ma teile olen sagedasi rääkinud ja räägin ka nüüd nuttes, elavad Kristuse risti vaenlastena.
It says, for many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ.
Mis see nüüd tegelikult tähendab siis?
So what does this mean?
Praegu jälle mõtlen selle interviu peale, mis seile sai vaatud, kus see Bruce Marciano räägib ka sellest, kuidas ta kehastas Jeesust ja seal olnud tema risti löömist.
And so I'm thinking about this interview again where Bruce Marciano is talking about how he played the character of Christ and also going through this scene of him being crucified.
Ta ütleb, et see töö, mis tal oli antud mängida, Jeesus pani teda tõsiselt paletama.
He said that this job offer he was given to play this character of Jesus made him pray really hard.
Ta räägib sellest, kuidas see oli praktiselt võimatu projekt tema jaoks, tundus võimatu projektina.
And it says, he says that it was for him like this impossible thing to do.
Kuidas sa esitad kedagi, kes on alfa ja omega, kes on messias, kes on Jumala poeg?
How do you act someone who is alfa and omega, who is the son of God, who is the messiah?
Kuidas sa kajastad kõike seda, keda, kes ta on, kes seda isa, kes temas elab?
How do you act out, you know, all these characteristics of this person and how God lives in him?
Ja ta lihtsalt, et ma pidin palletama ja palletama ja palletama. See oli minu peamine ettevalmistus.
And he said, I had to pray and pray and pray. This was my main preparation.
Ta ütleb, et 7 nädalat oli aega ja ma palletasin nii, et oli.
He said, I had 7 weeks only to do it and I prayed as much as I could.
Ja siis ta ütleb, et ma jõudsin selleni.
And he says, I reached this.
Et Jeesus vaatas selle rõõmu poole, mis ta tees ootas.
That Jesus was looking forward to this joy that was before him.
Ja teades kõike seda, mis milleks Jumala lapsed on loodud, kutsutud ja milleks nad on üldse olemas.
And knowing everything that children of God have been called to and why they even exist.
Ja kuidas Jumal on nagu käega iga ühe kudunud valmis juba tema ema ihus.
And knowing how God has handcrafted each person in their mother's womb.
Ja mõeldes sellele, kuidas Jumal vaatab kõiki oma lapsi nüüd.
And thinking about how God is looking at all his children now.
Ja kuidas nad ei ela mitte lähedalgi sellele, mis neile tegelikult on valmis pandud.
And how they don't live even remotely close to what God has prepared for them.
Ja siis ta lihtsalt palub, et tulge minu juurde.
And this is saying, you know, please come to me.
Ärge kuulake neid teisi, kes räägivad hoopis teist juttu.
Do not listen to the other people who say different stories.
Ja kellel hoopis teised mõtted ja väärtused.
Who have different values. And
tulge minu juurde.
Come to me.
Mina annan teile selle päris asja.
I will give you the real thing.
Mina annan teile hingamise.
I will give you rest.
Ja kõike muud, mida Jumal on tõotanud.
And everything else that God has promised you.
Ja neil on rasked kõrvad, nad ei kuule.
And they have heavy hearts, they can't hear. Heavy ears as well.
Ja siis, et teha Jumalat ja ise ennast mõistetavaks, siis jääb sülle see rist.
And you know, to make know who God is, all you have is the cross.
Ja saada vabaks sellest taagast, mis inimesi tegelikult takistab Jumala juures patust.
And you know, to get free of this thing that actually stops people from going their sin.
Ja kuidas see armastus nagu läheb ristile inimeste eest.
And how this love actually goes on the cross for people.
Ja siis ta räägib sellest, kuidas seal tegelikult seal võtteplatsil on.
And he's telling you how it actually was on this set of this scene.
Ja nüüd ta on tehtud veriseks ja koledaks.
And now he's been made all bloody and
ja tal on üks silm kinni teibitud ja teine lahti teibitud.
One of his eyes is glued shut, the other one glued open.
Ja siis ta istub seal valmis selleks võtteks.
And he's ready there for this scene.
Ja siis kõik need paar seda inimest, kellega ta on heaks tuttavaks saanud selle filmi tegemise käigus.
And he said all these couple of hundred people who he's become close friends with doing this movie.
siis nad tulevad täielikult ignoreerivad teda.
And all of them just completely ignore him.
Nad ei suuda üldse vaadata tema poole.
They can't actually even look at him.
See vaatepilt on midagi sellist, mis ilmselt võtab neid lõpetama.
And you know, looking at him probably is too much of a sight.
Ja see Jesaja kiri tuleb meelde, et ta oli selline, kelle pealt silm nagu ära pööratakse.
And what you remember is the letter of Isaiah that he looked, you know, he was something that people could not look at.
Ja siis see näitleja räägib, et ta istub seal.
And this actor is saying that he's sitting there.
Ja siis tunneb, et kellegi käsi on korraga tema käe peal.
And he senses that somebody's hand is upon his hand.
Ja siis ta märkab, et seal on üks Maroko tüdruk, sest see võtted toimusid Marokos.
And then he realizes it's this little girl from Morocco, because that's where this filming was happening.
Ja sellel Maroko tüdrukul on pisarad silmas.
And this little girl has tears in her eyes.
Ja siis ta mõtleb korraga.
And then he realizes.
Tundes, et kui tähendus rikas seda oli, et see Maroko tüdruk tuli ja nagu tuli teda lahutama, kuigi ta inglise keelt ei osanud.
And just sensing this, how important it is, this little girl came to comfort him, even though she didn't speak English.
Seda, et Jeesusel ei olnud seda luksust.
And he realized that Jesus did not have this luxury.
Kui ta seda kõike meie eest tegi.
When he was doing all of this for us.
Ja ta ütleb, et paljud elavad Kristuse risti vaenlastena kahjuks.
And it says here, many live as the enemies of the cross of Christ.
Ja siin ta ütleb, et nende ots on hukatus, nende jumal on nende kõht ja nende au on nende hävis.
And he says here, their end is destruction, their God is their belly and their glory in their shame.
See on selline lühike kirjeldus. Tegelikult räägitakse ju jumalalastest, kristlastest, vähemalt inimestest, kes peavad ennast kristlasteks või keda peetakse kristlasteks.
And here it actually talks about, you know, Christians, people who are Christians or think they're Christians.
Nad taotavad maapealsed asju on siin öeldud.
And it says that they have their minds on worldly things.
Et mida me selle kohta ütleme? So see on tegelikult kirjeldus nagu meie ajas. See on kirjeldus võibolla sellest lääne tüüpi kristlusest, mis väga palju on meie ümbel. Isegi mitte sellisest...
This is a description of the Western Christianity that is around us.
Ma ei tea, kas selle nimeks saabki panna kristlus, aga see on ikka mingi selline leige religioossus võibolla.
And you maybe can't even call this Christianity. This is like some lukewarm religion.
Et inimesed justkui nagu usuvad midagi, justkui nagu teevad näo, et midagi nagu on.
So people, you know, pretend to believe something.
Ja samal ajal nad elavad hoopis teistsugust elu.
But actually at the same time they are living completely different life.
Nees ei ole seda meelelaadi, et ma olen valmis oma võe või venna nimel midagi tegema, midagi kannatama, millestki läbi minema.
They don't have this mindset that they are willing for the brother or sister to suffer, to go through something, to help them.
Või käib see äkki minu kohta ka.
Maybe this actually affect, you know, is talking about me as well.
Äkki ma olen ka sellisekas.
Maybe I am selfish as well.
Uitav mõte on ju.
It's an interesting thought.
Aga selles oma teraka tõtka, mina olen elanud Kristuse risti vaenlasena mõnel hetkel oma elus kindlasti.
And this actually has some truth. I have lived as the enemy of the cross of Christ
lihtsalt
in my life. Lihtsalt
olles kaugel sellest suhtumisest, mis nüüd käiks nendes jälgedes.
Just being far from this attitude that would follow.
Mida oli apostel Paulusel ja Timoteusel ja Maarial.
You know, this attitude that Paul had and Timothy and Mary.
Ja paljud teised.
And many others.
Nii et ärgu need sõnad meid kuidagi nagu raskeks tehku.
So do not let these words make your heart heavy.
Jumal ei taha meid panna nagu hukkamõistu alla.
God does not want to put us under condemnation.
Piibel ütleb, et ta on pannud meid päästa avandamisel Jeesus Kristuses.
And the Bible says that he has put us into this place where we can receive salvation through Jesus Christ.
Olles üksmeelsed evangeeliumiga.
When we have unity with the gospel.
Valetame korraks veel.
Let's pray.
Kristen, ma arvan, valetab ja anname selle lihtsalt selle asja Jumala kätte.
Chris will pray and we will give this all into God's hands. Well, why don't we all stand up now? We're going to pray and respond. Take this back. We can pray now.
Võime nüüd palvetada.
And you know, just think about this glass door again.
Ja mõtle ka sellele klaasi uksele, millest Kristjan ennem rääkis ka.
On the other side there is joy.
Et seal teisel pool seal on üks rõõm.
And there's actually satisfaction.
Ja seal on ka rahulolu.
Because you're gonna be walking in the will of God.
Sest sa kõnnid Jumala tahtes.
Because everything he's promised to all of his children is over the other side.
Et kõik, mis ta on oma lastele töötanud, see on seal teisel pool olemas.
It's actually there.
See on seal olemas.
And you know everything you desire in your heart.
Ja kõik, mis sa igatsed oma südames.
You know, whatever it might may be.
Üks kõik, mis sa võib olla.
Whatever it is that you need in this life.
Üks kõik, mis sa vajad siin elus praegu.
You know, and all of your wishes.
Kõik su soovid.
In God, they are on the other side.
Et Jumalas, nad on teisel pool, seda ust.
You know, your ministry.
Sinu teenistus.
What God has called you specifically to do.
Et see spetsiifiline Jumala kutsumus sinu jaoks.
You know, the work he has for you.
See töö ja need teod, mis ta on sinu jaoks valmis pannud.
And everything in your life.
Ja kõik, mis on sinu elus.
Your husband or wife.
Sinu abikaasa.
Your children.
Sinu lapsed.
Your education and a job and career.
Sinu haridus, õpingud, karjäär.
All of them are actually on the other side of this door.
Kõik on nagu selle ukse taga.
That's why so many people.
Sellepärast nii paljud inimesed.
Who are on this side of the door.
Kes on siin pool ust.
Are doing whatever they can.
Teevad üks kõik, mis nad suudavad.
To get those things.
Et neid asju saada.
But because they're on this side.
Aga nad on siin pool, lihtsalt siin pool.
And they will never be satisfied.
Et nad ei ole kunagi nagu õnnelikud ja rahul.
And they never have joy.
Ja neil ei ole kunagi rõõmu.
And never have enough money.
Ei ole piisavalt kunagi raha.
You know, I never, my job is never good enough.
Ja töö ei ole kunagi piisavalt hea.
I am not good enough.
Mina ei ole piisavalt hea.
Or other people around me don't love me enough.
Või ümberringi inimesed ei armasta mind piisavalt.
If you don't go through this door.
Et kui sa sest uksest läbi ei lähe.
You're never gonna have a joy about those things.
Et siis sul ei ole kunagi rõõmu ja rahulolu neist asjadest, mis sul on.
Even though you can see them.
Isegi kui sa näed neid.
You might be reaching out to them.
Sa võid nad isegi kätte saada.
But there's one door on the way.
Aga näed üks uks.
This is the cross of Jesus.
See on Jeesuse rist.
Which we have to go through.
Millest meil on vaja läbi minna.
Just like he did.
Täpselt nagu Jeesus ise tegi.
And like what we've heard today.
Ja mis me oleme täna kuulnud.
Just like Paul did.
Nagu Paulus tegi.
And Timothy did.
Ja Timoteus tegi.
And Mary did.
Ja Maarja tegi.
Which is that you put down your own life.
Et sa paned oma elu maha.
And your own desires.
Ja omad need igatsused.
And your own plans.
Ja omad plaanid.
And your own will.
Ja oma nagu soovid.
You put them down on the cross actually.
Sa paned need risti ette maha.
And you die with Jesus on this cross.
Ja sure, et Jeesus jaoks on risti all risti juures.
And then you can come up on the other side.
Siis sa võid teisel pool tõusta ülesse.
And then it doesn't matter anymore.
Ja siis ei ole enam vahet.
Everything you get it as a bonus.
Ükskõik, mis sa saad, see on nagu bonus.
And it actually is gonna last.
Ja see kestab.
And it's gonna bring you joy.
Ja see toob sulle rahulolu.
And it's gonna give you satisfaction.
Ja see toob sul rõõmu.
Like nothing else.
Nagu ei miski muu.
So what is your cross today is the question.
Et mis on see sinu rist täna? See on küsimus.
So Lord, we come in front of your cross.
Jumal, me tuleme sinu risti juurde.
And we look upon everything that you have done for us.
Ja vaatame kõige selle peale, mis sina meie jaoks teinud.
You know, you were completely alone.
Sina olid täiesti üksi.
Nobody understood what you were doing.
Keegi inimestest ei saanud aru, mida sa tegid.
Nobody was there to actually comfort you.
Mitte keegi ei olnud seal, et lohutada sind.
Your disciples didn't have a clue what was going on.
Isegi sinu jüngrid ei saanud aru, mis toimub.
But you would do it.
Aga sa tegid seda.
And you know, maybe we feel the same way.
Võibolla me tunneme samamoodi.
Nobody understands what I'm going through.
Keegi ei saa aru, millest ma läbi lähen.
Nobody can actually comfort me.
Keegi ei suuda mind lohutada.
Because they can't actually even talk about my issue.
Nad isegi suuda nagu rääkida minu teemast või asjast.
Well, Jesus knows.
Aga Jeesus teab.
And it's worth giving all of these things up for him.
Ja see on väärt anda kõik need asjad temale.
Even the need to know why.
isegi vajadus nagu teada, miks miski toimub.
Why did this happen?
Miks see juhtus?
Why did this people, this person leave me?
Miks see inimene jättis mind?
Why did they die?
Miks ta suri?
You know, Jesus knows all of this.
Jeesus teab neid kõiki asja.
He knows what it is to be alone.
Ta teab, mis tähendab olla üksinda.
And he can lead you through this cross.
Et ta võib nagu viia meid läbi.
So we come to your cross now, Lord
Jesus. Me tuleme sinu risti juurde praegu, issand.
So maybe you can sense what it is for you.
Võibolla sa tunnetad praegu, mis maybe on see sinu jaoks.
Maybe this is what Jesus said.
Nagu Jeesus ütles.
Lord, forgive them.
Issand, ta andesta neile.
They don't know what they're doing.
Nad ei tea, mis nad teevad.
Like Meelis was saying earlier.
Nagu Meelis ütles ennem.
Maybe this is your cross today.
Võibolla see on sinu rist täna.
Lord, I forgive them.
Jumal, mina andestan neile.
I forgive you.
Ma andestan sulle, Jumal.
Whatever your name is.
Või keegi teine isik, kes iganes on.
Maybe this is your cross today.
Võibolla see on sinu rist täna.
But let's go through this.
Läheme sellest läbi.
So we may have joy.
Et meil võiks olla rõõm.
Joy!
Rõõm!
Well, if you want to go through the cross.
Kui sa tahad ristist, minna läbi ristist.
Do this? Just take a couple of steps and come in the front here.
Et kui sa tahad, siis astu kaks sammu, paar sammu edasi ja lihtsalt tule siia ette.
This is like you going through the cross.
Lihtsalt sa lähed nagu ristist läbi.
And this will be your prayer.
See on meie lihtsalt palve.
And this steps sammud. Is enough.
Ja need sammud on piisavad.
And we now pray that God will bless you and give you joy.
Ja me nüüd palvetame, et Jumal õnnistaks sind ja annaks sulle selle rõõmu.
Thank you, Lord.
Tänu, Issand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tänu, Jeesus.
We all know that we have no other hope than you.
Me kõik teame, et meil ei ole muud lootus kui ainult sina.
We all know that you are our only healer.
Me teame, et ainult sina oled meie tõeline tervendaja.
You are our only comforter.
Sina oled meie tõeline lohutaja.
And you are our only actual source of joy.
Ja sina meile meie ainuke rõõmu allikas.
And you are our satisfaction.
Ja sina meie rahuldus.
And our purpose.
Ja meie eesmärk.
So we come to you right now.
Ja me tuleme sinu juurde praegu.
And we just say, Lord, we want to experience this cross with you.
Ja me ütleme, et me tahame kogeda seda risti koos sinuga.
Go up on it with you. Go up onto the cross with you.
Ja minna ristile koos sinuga.
You just say to him what you need to say now.
Ütle lihtsalt oma südames, mida sa tahad öelda temal.
And ask him.
Ja küsi talt.
Kids are coming, Lord. We just pray that you would fill us with your joy now.
Et lapsed tulevad ja nüüd me Jumal palume, et sa täidaksid meid rõõmuga.
There's no other, rõõmuga. You know, there's no bigger joy than that of a freedom.
Et ei ole suuremat rõõmu kui on vabadus.
And being sure that you're in the right place in God.
Ja tead, et ma olen just selles õiges kohas Jumalaga.
And if you are where you are now, at the cross.
Ja kus sa just praegu oled ristil.
So, Holy Spirit, come.
Püha vaim, tule.
Thank you for these lives.
Et aitäh kõigi need elude ees siin
ruumis. We give all of us up to you.
Annam kõik sinu kätte ennast.
And we trust you.
Me usaldame sind.
And we believe you.
Ja me usume sinusse.
And receive your joy now.
Ja võtame sinu rõõmu vastu praegu.
So if you want more prayer, you can stay where you are.
Et alati, kui tahad ka rohkem palvet, siis võid jääda sinna, kus sa oled.
And otherwise, tea and coffee and...
Ja muidu tee ja kohvi.
And say hi to everybody you don't know and...
Ja võib siis teistega suhelda.
Amen.
Amen.